This is Jay Sekulow. Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey breaks Senate rules in the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I'm going to release the email about racial profiling, and I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate. And if Senator Cornyn believes that I violated Senate rules, I openly invite and accept the consequences of my team releasing that email right now.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Can I ask you how long you're going to say the same thing three or four times?
No, sir. I'm saying I'm knowingly violating the rules.
Okay.
Senator Cornyn called me out for it.
How many times you learn to tell us,
sir? I'm saying right now that I'm releasing committee confidential documents.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Saying right now I'm going to release committee confidential documents, any senator, officer, or employee of the Senate who shall disclose the secret or confidential business or proceedings of the Senate, including the business and proceedings of the committees, subcommittees, and office of the Senate, shall be liable if a senator suffer expulsion from the body and an officer and employee to dismissal from the service of the Senate and to punishment for contempt. The Senate's mandate for creating its own rules is found in the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 5, which says each House may determine the rules of its proceedings, punish its members for disorderly behavior, and with the concurrence of two-thirds expel a member. But here's what you've got. Cory Booker is asking for, he would like to have an expulsion debate take place. And that's what he was trying to do in the Brett Kavanaugh hearing. So understand what this was really about. And this is about the release of documents. So when it comes to the release, there's been hundreds of thousands of pages of documents released, but there have been some documents that are privileged under Article 2. They were agreed to be shared with the committee, Andy, so long as that confidentiality was maintained.
That's right. The committee was given the records under the provisions of the Presidential Records Act, which means that there's a confidentiality that attaches to it as a prerequisite to them being given. The committee did not choose to disclose the documents and to make them public, and Booker is openly violating and flouting the rules of the Senate. And not only that, Jay, he's telling Senator Grassley and the committee over and over and over and over again that he's doing it. He's grandstanding, and he's proud of violating the rules.
So let's talk about Can we have that soundbite again of Senator Booker? I think it's very important for people to understand that.
So I am right now before your process is finished, I'm going to release the email about racial profiling. And I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate.
Okay, so Harry, why did he knowingly and willfully say he was going to violate this?
Well, Senator Booker is in hot pursuit of one thing, his presidential ambition for 2020. So he continues to claim that he is putting the people first. Essentially, he is putting Cory Booker first. I have reviewed the emails in question.
About racial profiling.
About racial profiling. And based on my reading of those emails, Judge Kavanaugh can confirm that he supported a race-neutral approach to national security. So if Cory Booker wants to put forward those emails, I say, Mr. Booker, go for it. It certainly substantiates the case that Judge Kavanaugh, A, is well qualified, B, that his understanding of the Constitution and the rule of law is consistent with prevailing jurisprudence before the United States Supreme Court.
So, Andy, you took a look at it also. It says, my own view is that as required by the traditional equal protection standards, we must at least consider how to construct a race-neutral system.
That's exactly what he said, and I'm quoting from
his document. What is controversial about this exactly? This is political grandstanding for presidency.
It is.
That's what it is. I mean, Fan, what was your reaction to this?
Well, there was a process by which he could have gotten this released. He didn't want to go through that process, Jay. He wanted to create a publicity stunt. He wanted to run for president. I think every member in that room knows it. But we'll get into this later. Jay, it's very, very dangerous precedent.
Sure is. All right, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Your reaction to this day three of the Kavanaugh hearings. Surprise a moment. 1-800-684-3110. I will say this. At least Senator Booker was not anonymous. He was not anonymous. All right, but he's calling for expulsion. It's pretty serious stuff. I mean, this is look, political grandstanding at its best. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
So when you can't argue the facts, argue the law. When you can't argue the law, argue the facts. And then when you can't argue, period, what do?
Make them cry.
Make them cry.
And pound the table.
And pound the table. And Cory Booker started off the hearing with these famous words about releasing documents and facing expulsion from the United States Senate, which he knows would not happen.
So I am right now, before your process is finished, I'm going to release the email about racial profiling. And I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate.
That's called expulsion, by the way. So Harry Hutchison, our director of policy, read these so-called controversial emails. Like, by the way, we're released in violation of the Senate's rules, which could subject him to expulsion. It will. I cannot imagine there'll be an expulsion vote here. Then there will be no expulsion vote, correct?
Well, no. And in fact, that's what Senator Booker wants. He wants that stunt. That's why it was. By the way, he said in that quote, Jay, before your process is finished. Guess what? That process just finished for Senator Leahy. And he used a document that was legally cleared. I think Senator Booker should have tried that.
Yeah. OK. So, Harry, again, for everybody, this so-called complicated or troubling memo, you've read it. It's on racial profiling in light of what? Was it an equal protection analysis?
Yes. Essentially, the racial profiling issue arose after 9/11. In other words, how do we make the United States secure from additional foreign threats? And so one of the questions that came up is, how can we construct a national security system that vets properly individuals who are coming into the country? And so one of the questions that came up was whether or not to impose some form of racial profiling. As I understand the emails, as I've read them, they suggest that Judge Kavanaugh supported a race-neutral approach. So what does this mean?
Very mainstream.
It means that Senator Booker has promised more than he can possibly deliver. So essentially, these documents will help confirm Judge Kavanaugh going forward, and it certainly confirms Booker's presidential ambitions.
Well, Wes, there's no question about it. This was a political stunt during the middle of a confirmation proceeding for a justice who will serve for at least three decades. This is where the short-sightedness of this is unreal. Meanwhile, Brett Kavanaugh is doing a phenomenal job, so they can't touch him on substance. So that's what they're resorting to.
Yeah, Senator Booker is opportunistic about this. And what I found so disingenuous is that he mentioned race. He mentioned he was doing civil disobedience. And there is a noble tradition of civil disobedience in our country going back to Martin Luther King and beyond. And yet by doing this political stunt in the name of civil disobedience, he's trivializing civil disobedience and its legitimacy.
Yeah, of course, because he's not doing this because he's going to be expelled. He's doing it that he would love to have the fight of expulsion because that would increase his presidential ambition. Senator John Cornyn, here's his words.
Running for president is no excuse for violating the rules of the Senate or of the confidentiality of the documents that we are privy to. This is no different.
You need to understand right there is that this puts at risk, as Stan Bennett, as you said, this puts at risk future nominees and White House's releasing documents.
Absolutely correct. I mean, I think Harry and Andy are absolutely correct that this document does not harm Brett Kavanaugh. But Jay, Cory Booker has access to a whole slew of confidential information that I would say is now vulnerable because he has proven to be willing to leak documents that he's not capable of. And in the future, Jay, we got to talk about this information that he is talking about. This is information that the Bush administration, the former Bush administration, voluntarily provided to the committee. They did not have to. Presidential Records Act protected them from. They voluntarily did it under the understanding that it would not be released unless it was cleared back through the proper channels. Cory Booker has now violated that. So if you fast forward to the next nomination or the next nomination after that, what's going to happen, Jay? No administration is going to have confidence that the Senate Judiciary Committee will protect its information, so they're not going to give it to him in the first place. Senator Booker is damaging the institution of the United States Senate.
The lack of understanding of the Senate or the gamesmanship that's going on here, the grandstanding of understanding the significance of Article 2 and executive privilege that flows from Article 2 authority of the president or the office of the president is staggering, Andy.
Well, I mean,
it's a game.
It is a game, but it's an embarrassment that a United States senator doesn't understand the fundamental difference between an Article 2 privileged document, getting permission under the Presidential Records Act, going through the proper Senate procedures for getting it declassified and made public and things of this nature. These are fundamental things that he has just completely flouted and has just disregarded and said, I don't care about this stuff. I'm going to do what I want to do because I intend to be president, and this is the way I'm going to do it. And come on, if you want to expel me, go ahead and bring the action.
He said, I know, I run the risk of expulsion, except he knows he doesn't run the risk of expulsion because no one's expelling him, which is exactly what Than said, which is precisely what he wants. I'm going to take a call here. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's go to Roberta calling from North Carolina. Hi, Roberta, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, real brief, I believe that Cory Booker should be expelled. And there was a comment made by, I believe it was Senator Grassley, that all emails from everybody there in the Senate should be made privy to the public. So if they're going to expel Cory Booker, fine, do so. But from this day backward, get all of his emails out there.
Well, look, here's the thing. I think, Roberta, I understand your frustration point, but I think we have to have rules, regulations, and policies that make sense on the release of documents. There's a whole discussion going on right now whether the president may or may not declassify some documents that have been requested by members of the House Oversight Committee. And there's a process, and people have been frustrated because it hasn't happened already. But I can tell you, I haven't seen the documents or know what the contents of those documents are, but I can tell you this, there's a process. And in that process, you have decisions that have to be made and rules that... Wes, you served as a colonel in the United States Army. You understand protocol and
absolutely,
process.
Absolutely. And it's disingenuous. Cory Booker and some of his Democratic colleagues are trying to make the case by saying, well, these documents belong to the American people. And that's true. The Presidential Records Act transferred it from personal documents to public. But there are millions of documents that technically belong to the American people. Some of them are sensitive, such as in presidential records. Some are confidential, secret, top secret. But by numerous acts of Congress and by the rules of the Senate, they are not to be publicly shared without permission. It is a horrible precedent.
Yeah, here is what Senator Grassley said about this. It's a long bite, but I want you to hear what the chairman of the Judiciary Committee is saying, folks. You need to understand the rules and regulations, why they're in place.
When you talk about getting all the documents, I don't know who might work for members of this committee sometime, want to be on the Supreme Court. For instance, would you... We didn't ask for all the documents that Kagan had and emails or whatever communication she would have had when she worked with Senator Kennedy. Would you want to be exposed to that sort of thing? If you want everything to be made public, or all the emails that you have, whether I think they're protected for 50 years for United States senators. So you're talking about the public right to know. Do you want to give up your emails right now? Make them public? I don't think you do.
This is exactly why you have rules and regulations in place. And what Cory Booker did, with all due respect to the senator, is grandstand. That's what this is, then, grandstanding on a large platform during the confirmation of a justice who will be confirmed, a judge who will be confirmed as a justice of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, what happens when Senator Cory Booker in the future is nominated for Attorney General or maybe Supreme Court Justice or some post that requires confirmation? He's not going to voluntarily turn over emails that are protected under the public record. He would have a right to review them, but of course he's not going to turn them over now. But yes, Jay, Brett Kavanaugh is going to be confirmed. He's going to be on the court before October 1st. Cory Booker's trying to run for president. And by the way, I think Senator Booker could have got this information cleared. He'd done it properly. There was exactly one request.
He didn't want to do it properly. He wanted a grandstand.
Yep.
Right,
but the one request that was made by Senate Democrats, Jay, it was granted.
Yeah, there was a request made by one of the senators for documents to be allowed to go public, and it was granted. Let me say something here, because I know a little bit about Article 2 and executive privilege. I'm a bit of an expert over the last year and a half on this. And I will tell you about this. When you start dealing with just throwing away the rules, throwing away the executive privilege, throwing these things out as if they doesn't matter, it's not the impact it has on this senator or this president. It's presidencies and senators to come and Supreme Court nominees to come. And what everybody better understand is there's a real reason we have rules, traditions, and regulations that govern document determinations and distribution. And there's a reason we have a separation of powers. And there is a reason we have Article 2 executive power and the Article 2 authority to classify documents. You don't want to, just as Senator Grassley said, throw this all out and just see what happens. That's not a constitutional republic, Andy. That verges on anarchy if you're not careful.
That's right. Anarchy, which means in Greek, without a head, without order, without any justification, and just everybody do what they want to do and have chaos. And that's what Booker is doing.
All right, we're taking a break, but if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, we're going to be right here. We've got a lot to talk about. I want you to share this with your friends. We've got a lot of people watching, a lot of people listening around coast to coast and around the world, actually. Give us a call if you want to talk to us. Lines are jammed. We'll get some more calls coming after the break. 1-800-684-3110. But again, on Facebook and Periscope, share this with your friends. We got a lot to discuss here. We got a lot of issues we want to address. And we're going to do just that when we come back from the break. Again, support the ACLJ at aclj.org. And again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
Political stuff going on right now. I'm going to say this. I know Will's head's going to explode, our producer here, but I'm going to say this. You know, I was on Shannon Bream's broadcast. I like Shannon Bream a lot. I was on her Fox broadcast last night, and she brought up this New York Times thing on Anonymous and whoever wrote this thing. And look, I mean, here's what I said. You got a Supreme Court nominee that's about to be confirmed for life, right? I mean, he's 52, so he should be able to go to at least, you know, 92. So 40 years on the Supreme Court. And instead, everybody last night was talking about an Anonymous op-ed in the New York Times, done by Anonymous, which sounds like something out of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Anonymous. There was an episode called Anonymous. It was about an anonymous giver, a foundation donor. I mean, this is only in Washington could this be happening, where you have an op-ed in the New York Times about Anonymous. And that is taking most of the airway, which I'm not going to allow it to take here, but go ahead and say something, then I'm going to go back to calls.
Well, I'll just make a comment on the Cory Booker thing, Jay. Look, he serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He has access to sensitive information in regards with our allies and enemies around the world. Do you think that information is now safe with Senator Booker? Because
I don't.
And frankly, even if they don't expel him from the Senate, Jay, I think there does need to be a move to deny him access to committee confidential information. And frankly, he needs security clearances for a lot of these posts and a lot of these committees. I don't think he qualifies for those anymore, Jay.
Let me tell you something here. I'm pointing out the evidence to you folks. I mean, that's what we do in this broadcast. I'm giving the evidence. So if I was having to cross-examine Cory Booker to find out what his true intent was, I might want to play this soundbite, number 36.
I hope that they will bring charges against us, and I'm ready to accept the full responsibility for what I have done, the consequences for what I have done, and I stand by the public's right to have access to this document and know this nominee's views on issues that are so profoundly important, like race and the law, torture and other issues.
So ask him about those. How about that? Which you did. But instead you said you did the one on race because you thought it would be some kind of sensitivity issue on racial profiling. Because when you think of racial profiling, we're thinking criminal law, stop and frisk, these kind of things. That's the normal things where you see these, what I would say, violations of the law with this kind of racial profiling. This was not even in that context. So, Professor Hutchinson, what was the racial profiling they were talking about here? This is what's very important for you to understand.
Essentially, what they were talking about was how to secure our borders with respect to foreign threats. And
this is in the aftermath of 9/11.
This is right after 9/11. That's number one. Number two, I think the evidence will clearly indicate that Judge Kavanaugh favored a race-neutral approach to profiling threats, national security threats. So if anything, the release of these emails by Cory Booker actually helps the nominee. It's important to put all of this in context. The commencement of the confirmation process began on Tuesday with low expectations. Those low expectations were indeed exceeded. Chaos broke out within 4 seconds. Yesterday, the Democrats put on a theatrical show that was not ready for prime time.
It was like they did a theatrical show, but the rehearsal, it was not even a good rehearsal.
Right.
That was the Senator Leahy. Remember that one from yesterday?
And so Leahy
people forget about that one, because that seems like it was 100 years ago, the way the news cycle moves now. But think about that one for a moment. He's questioning Brett Kavanaugh on a document, saying, read the document. Do we have that bite? Do we still have that, or we got so many other? All right, so because this is showing you what's going on here, folks. I mean, set the stage for it, then I'm going to play it. Go ahead, Harry.
So Patrick Leahy is questioning the nominee about a document which the nominee does not have in front of him. More embarrassing than that, Senator Leahy didn't have the correct document in front of him.
Yeah, so he's asking him to look at a document, look at a particular document, and he said, and you'll see this in the sound. He says, Brett Kavanaugh says, well, I don't see that in this document. It's not there. And then Leahy ultimately says, because this
Feinstein.
Feinstein says, what was it, Andy? It's not in there.
We don't have it here.
We don't have it here.
It's not there.
So we got today's theatrics about, you know, Booker wanting to, Senator Booker wants to be expelled. And then we got yesterday's theatric, the former chairman of the Judiciary Committee questioning Brett Kavanaugh on a document that doesn't exist at the time, nor did he have. Do we have that sound yet? Okay, here we go.
Was it common to have copies of a private email sent to a particular senator?
Copies of a private email sent to a particular senator?
Yes. Wouldn't that jump out at you?
What are you referring to?
Well, Mr. Miranda is telling you about an email sent to me the night before. There'd be no way that he would even have that unless he stole it. Did that raise any question in your mind?
Did he refer to that email in this?
Yes.
And where is that, Senator?
I'll let you read it.
Well, I'm not seeing where you're... I'm not seeing what you're referring to.
Yeah, it's not here.
That was Senator Feinstein. Feinstein trying to save the former chairman of the Judiciary Committee. We're going to go right back to the phones. Teresa's calling from Virginia on line two. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, how likely do you think that Cory Booker is going to be disciplined at all?
Zero.
To me, I don't understand how people are so blind to the fact that these policies and procedures that have been in place for years are being blatantly disrespected.
Yep.
There's no consequences of any kind. And how are we as the public supposed to have any kind of faith and any kind of confidence in a government that is completely out of control?
Well, I keep saying there's rules, regulations, and procedures, like you said, for a reason and for a purpose. But he wants an expulsion fight. Do you not? That's what you have to understand, Teresa. He wants an expulsion fight. That's what he wants to have happen. What he should not be given is documents that are sensitive or classified. Go ahead, Than.
Well, the proof of that, Jay, is there were two opportunities he could have used. He could have asked Kavanaugh about it in executive session, or he could have asked for the information to be cleared, and it would have. You're right, Jay. He wanted the stunt. He wanted the expulsion fight because he knows there aren't 66 votes to expel him. But I will tell you this, Jay. I do think one consequence is going to happen. These committees that he sits on, foreign relations and judiciary and others, when they ask the executive branch for information now, I don't think the executive branch is going to give that information to the committees, unless they promise not to give it to Senator Booker.
I think this is the whole problem. I think this is the whole problem. When you undercut the rules and regulations, and you run a real risk of setting a long-term bad precedent, and Cory Booker put his own interests over and above the Constitution.
He did, and that's exactly the way to put it, Jay. He put his own personal political interests. He's running for president. He's made no mistake about it. He's made that announcement. Everyone knows about it. And he's taken those political, personal interests of his, and he has said, I'm giving precedence to those over the Constitution of the United States and the rules of the United States Senate. And I think that is about as despicable an act as you can perform.
Yeah, I no question. In my mind, this is what it is. This is what you're dealing with. All right, we're going to be here for another 30 minutes. If you don't get the full hour of this program, you need to do it. A lot of your stations are now carrying it. If you don't get it, you can go over to Facebook at Jay Sekulow, Facebook.com/Jay Sekulow, and we are streaming it live there. Multi-camera shoot. That's a TV version. Also available at ACLJ.org. Also on Periscope and a couple other social media platforms as well. So we encourage you to go there. Also, don't forget, stay involved and engaged with us. Follow us on Twitter at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at American Center for Law and Justice, or at ACLJ, I guess, is the right, proper one there. And get our newsletters and updates. We keep you posted on a lot of developments that happen during the day. We're only on air for an hour, so there's a lot of other developments that are taking place. On Facebook and Periscope, let me encourage you to do this, folks. Share this with your friends right now. Got a lot of you on. We want to keep the conversation going. So we encourage you to share it with your friends right now. We'll be back with more, including your comments, at 1-800-684-3110 in just a moment.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
I'm talking about freedom.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Can I ask you how long you're going to say the same thing three or four times?
No, sir. How long do you want?
Saying
I'm knowingly violating the rules.
Okay.
Senator Cornyn has called me out for it.
How many times do you want to tell us,
sir? I'm saying right now that I'm releasing committee confidential documents.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I'm saying right now I'm leading committee confidential documents, said Senator Cory Booker. Now, you face expulsion for that under the rules of the Senate. Senate Rule 29.5, any senator, officer, employee of the Senate who shall disclose the secret or confidential business or proceedings of the Senate shall suffer the expulsion from the body. That's a two-thirds vote. That's not going to happen. You know why he wants it to happen? He wants the fight. Why does he want the fight? He wants to run for president. He said this. I know I face expulsion. I'm going to play you the evidence so you understand exactly what's going on here. Take a listen.
So I am right now, before your process is finished, I'm going to release the email about racial profiling. And I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate.
So that sounds very brave. And racial profiling sounds really ominous. And racial profiling is ominous when it's done in an unconstitutional way. And we've talked about racial profiling issues before. But you know what this memo actually had to do with? The aftermath of 9/11. And you know what Brett Kavanaugh actually said? Race-neutral criteria, Harry.
Absolutely. So one of the things that Cory Booker fails to understand is that he fails to understand the documents on which he sought to impeach the nominee, Judge Kavanaugh. Basically, those documents indicate that Judge Kavanaugh's analysis of affirmative action law, equal protection, the Constitution, are well within the mainstream of U.S. jurisprudence. So clearly what is at issue here is that Cory Booker is engaged in an unhinged and, in my judgment, incoherent anti-Trump resistance campaign. Cory Booker claims that he is fighting for the American people. Reality, of course, is quite different. Cory Booker is fighting for his presidential life. In reality, he doesn't give a fig about the American people. He cares about beating Kamala Harris and the other 24 Democrats who are already prepared to run for the presidential nomination in 2020. Cory Booker is in the pursuit of one thing and one thing only, his own ambition.
He put his own ambition, though, over on top of the Constitution, the rules and regulations of the Senate. Right, Andy? I mean, that's what
Harry really has put it well. And then what you're saying is also, you know, you can have political ambition and aspiration. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But you don't violate the law in order to promote it. You don't violate the Constitution. You don't violate the rules of the Senate just to project yourself into the public eye. And as Harry said, to get a leg up on Kamala Harris and Mazie Hirono, who also disclosed improperly documents that should not have been disclosed. The senator from Hawaii, you know, who was berating Judge Kavanaugh because he said something about Polynesia yesterday. I mean, silly stuff, nonsense that they're bringing up.
Fan, you bring up the point that Cory Booker does use the line before your process is finished. And to me, go ahead.
He's rushing to get this stunt in, Jay, because he knows that the process that Chairman Grassley is engaged in is actually going to authorize the release of the emails that he inappropriately released. There's a process to get them released. Amy Klobuchar properly submitted her request. Her information was released. Patrick Leahy did the same thing. Jay, Senator Booker did not want to allow that process to finish because he needed this publicity stunt. He was rushing it out there to make sure that he was able to capture this moment instead of getting the proper release of the document.
I suspect our video team has quite a video prepared coming up during the break. So for those of you on Facebook and Periscope and watching on or ACLJ.org or television, you're going to see this special video that we've got together. And you're going to want to take a look at this. And you're going to want to share this with your friends. So I encourage you to do that on Facebook and Periscope. Also, for those of you that are listening by radio, which is the vast majority of you, stay tuned. We got a lot more ahead after the commercial and the breaks. And also support the work of the ACLJ. You could do that at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll take more calls. We come back from the break as well. Of course, our phone lines are jammed right now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll get right to phone calls when we come back from the break in just a moment. So stay tuned and again, share it with your friends. We'll be back more in just a moment.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right, we got a lot more ahead here. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to go right back to the phones because we got people that have been holding. We'll try to clear some lines up for you. Michael in Nevada at line 6, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. My question... A comment and a question, I guess, together.
Yep.
When he did what he did, and yep. he knows that he could get expelled for it, isn't it he doing this just kind of like a spoiled child would, yep. you know that you're going to get in trouble? And then my question is so with that happening and him doing that,
yep.
I mean, there's other people that have done it too. I mean, you know, Hillary, Comey, all these people. So what's going to happen with these people? This is ridiculous.
Nothing. There you go. You want my honest assessment? Nothing. Now, I don't know. Office of Inspector General is doing an investigation in James Comey and maybe the Office of Professional Responsibility. Andy doesn't think that'll produce much. We'll see. As it relates to this matter, Cory Booker wants an expulsion fight. So don't give it to him. But let me tell you what else you don't give him. Classified documentation. That's what I would not give him. He knowingly released committee confidential documents. Would you give him documents on North Korea? People are challenging what's going on in Washington for this very reason. This is why you got to understand what's going on here. This senator just gave out what he acknowledged to be confidential Senate communications. This was in an agreement with the White House or the former Bush Library, which covers the Presidential Records Act. And he knowingly and willfully violated the law. Do you want to give him security clearance information? You think that's appropriate? I don't. Let's take another phone call. 1-800-684-3110. Jerry from Rhode Island on line 4. Hi, Jerry.
How you doing?
Good.
And this is one of the exact reasons why Donald Trump got elected. For all the stuff we're talking about, when the chair doesn't have the power to enforce a rule, because the guy's doing it himself because he wants a soundbite for his election, this is exactly why Donald Trump got elected, because there is no rules being enforced.
Well, there are a lot of rules. They're just flaunting the rules because they don't care. So, I mean, you talk about, could you imagine if this was a conservative member of the United States Senate doing this? I am going to release these documents anyways, knowing I could be expelled from the Senate. Of course, if it was a Republican, they probably would be expelled from the Senate because yeah. this is the way the Republicans operate sometimes. I mean, here's the thing. Cory Booker knows he's not going to be expelled. It would take, 67
votes.
Yeah, so you'd have to get 16 votes from Senate Democrats. So he knows this isn't going to happen. This is pure theater and politics, except if it was documents that were consequential, which this is, because the presidential authority issues, This guy, I mean, what if this was on North Korea and Brett Kavanaugh worked on North Korea? Would he let that go?
Well, he's got information on North Korea because he sits on the Foreign Relations Committee.
There you
I'm
go.
Very concerned about that, Jake.
Maybe he should take his clearance away.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. Look, I mean, in the soundbite you just played, he's saying, bring it. He wants that fight. You're exactly right, because he knows the 67 votes that the Constitution requires aren't there to expel it. I would say this, though, Jay. We also heard the nominee called Forrest Gump yesterday. I thought that was equally inappropriate from the United States Senate. But look, I would put it to you this way. The American people ultimately have the power here, Jay. They have to decide whether or not they want to give people that handle sensitive information this way seats in the United States Senate. I think ultimately they will decide what's appropriate here.
Let me tell you what's appropriate. Brett Kavanaugh is going to be the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States come the first Monday in October. That's my sense. Harry, what do you think?
Well, I think so.
Because on the law, they can't even touch
the guy. I think the odds are going up in the sense that you will probably find more and more Democrats who will quietly support him. As I understand it, Senators Manchin and Heidkamp have already said that Judge Kavanaugh has done nothing to dissuade them from supporting his nomination. Now, they haven't come out in full support yet, but I think clearly he's on a pathway to confirmation.
But, you know, Wes, you deal with rules and regulations in the military for a long time. I mean, the whole idea here that you would just flaunt this should really raise concern for everybody.
It's so serious. We don't even know what the full second and third order effects of this kind of behavior is. No one individual, and there's a reason. There are good reasons for this. No one individual gets to decide whether it's sensitive information or classified. No one person gets to decide when the rules apply. It sets a horrible precedent. And actually, going forward, Than mentioned, you know, presidents being reluctant to give material to the Senate. Not only that, it has a precedent that leads to threats to national security as well, because the Senate doesn't just deal with political things. They deal with national security. It's a horrible precedent that Booker is setting. It's a disservice to the noble institution of the Senate.
All right, I'm going right back to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. Lisa's calling on line one. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. My question is, can Mr. Booker have his security clearance revoked for violating this? And also, I'd like to say, Mr. President, if you're listening, I am one of a million union family members that voted for you and support you. And what's happening right now is actually making more of us union members want to come out and vote in November for everybody that supports your agenda. Thank you.
Well, okay, so let me respond to the security clearance issue. I think that the senator has raised an issue that has to be looked at, Andy.
Well,
that
does.
His ability to handle. He said this is, let's play the exact bite where it says confidential Senate communications, and he talks about releasing it. I'm going to talk about the consequences of that, but I want that exact bite because it's very serious, Andy.
It is. Any clearance that this senator has to receive confidential and classified information has got to be taken away from him instantaneously. Now, that doesn't mean that the other Democrats on the committee are not going to secretly give it to him. They probably will. But we need to make a statement that we're not going to give you this security clearance so that you, sitting as Than has pointed out on the Foreign Relations Committee, can go ahead to the public and compromise our national security with matters such as China, North Korea, and Russia and other Turkey, adversaries of the United States. So that he is flounding the rules. He's already
Says he's knowingly. No, actually, this is a good bite. I'm not going to play the whole thing here, but listen to what he says here, number 13.
I knowingly violated the rules that were put forth, and I'm told that the committee confidential rules have knowing consequences. And so, sir, I come from a long line, as all of us do as Americans, and understand what that kind of civil disobedience is, and I understand the consequences.
First of all, let me tell you something. If this was confidential communications involving, in this particular case, it wasn't. But if this was confidential communications involving other matters, it may not be civil. That's number one. Number two, do you understand, I want our audience to understand that this is a ploy. That's what this is. This is a strategic ploy that has been engaged in here where Cory Booker is putting his own interests over and above the Constitution of the United States and the economy.
Well, how dare he put himself in the tradition of M.L. King and others who engaged in civil disobedience, because that's exactly what he is doing. How dare he do that?
I mean, you're talking about civil disobedience to get rid of separate but equal, which wasn't, it was separate but never equal, to get rid of racial discrimination. And Martin Luther King put himself and his followers in the civil rights movement, put themselves in front of hoses and barking dogs and dogs that were attacking them for exercising constitutional rights. And he's comparing that to knowingly violating the Senate rules. And he's saying the long line of history of civil disobedience. And that people think this, and his supporters are going to think this is okay. A little history lesson might be in order there.
Yep.
All right, let me try to grab another phone call before the break. Let's go to Lynn in New Jersey. Hey, Lynn in New Jersey, you get to vote, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've called his office many times. They don't talk to me anymore.
There you go.
Okay, I've got two questions for you. Sure. One is, I know you're saying that it can't happen because there aren't enough votes.
Right.
But who would put forth the charges? Is it McConnell or Grassley?
It would be could be McConnell or Grassley could bring forward a motion, right, Than? And they have to do it through the Senate rules. There's probably
that's right,
committee.
Be a privilege. Privilege resolution. Any member could draft it, but Leader McConnell will ultimately call it up for a vote. But look, you need 67 votes. That's not a rule of the Senate, Jay. That's a requirement of the United States Constitution. So I would just argue that Lynn probably has more power over Senator Booker than the United States Senate does on this one.
There you go. Understand this also. Please understand what this is. This is political grandstanding at its worst. And he's put the interest of his whatever political ambition he has ahead of the United States Constitution. And when you start talking about classified documents and documents that are confidential and you start leaking those documents, Wes, you are putting people at risk. You're putting your reputation at risk, of course, but he thinks that's going to enhance his reputation. But if think about the documents he has access to as a member of the Senate Foreign Intelligence Committee.
Yeah, it sets a horrible example, but is also he becomes a clear and present danger to any classified material that he may have in his possession. And quite frankly, on the Judiciary Committee and on Foreign Relations, he has a lot of classified material.
All right, we're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to take your calls at the last segment here. We'll try to get to as many as we can, 1-800-684-3110. Now, there's a lot more ahead. These hearings have got the rest of the afternoon and then into the evening possible. And then what is the – give us a time frame, Than, on when this vote's going to take place and when how the kind of process goes from here.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today, the committee will take a vote to report him to the floor of the Senate, Jay. And then the week of September 24th, there'll be a cloture vote and a final vote on the floor of the Senate. So that last week before October, he's going to be the next justice of the Supreme Court.
No doubt in my mind. All right, we come back from the break. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Again, Facebook and Periscope. Share it with your friends. Those on radio, get your friends to listen to the last segment of the broadcast. We've got a lot more ahead. Don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
To the phones, because we've got a lot of people that have been on hold. Let's go right to Pete. Also, getting a lot of calls from New Jersey today. The good senator from New Jersey is one who's created the stir in the Senate. By the way, Wes found out, if you're a member of the United States Senate, it's kind of like president, no Senate, you can't get security clearance revoked because you have, it's a Senate rule. Go ahead.
Yeah, they don't even go through a background check like the rest of
us.
Yeah,
it's like the presidency
when you're
elected.
When you get elected, you automatically have security clearance.
Yeah, there you go. Will of the people. All right, Pete, you're on the phone. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I feel that whatever channels that the committee chairman has to go through to cut out the security clearance for Cory Booker,
he can't do. There is no. We just looked that up. That was a good question that came in. There isn't. Once they're elected, they've got it. Now, that's when the expulsion would come in. But there's no way he's being expelled. But go ahead with the rest of your question.
Here's what I got to say. You know what? Put him up for expulsion. This guy wants to be a. This guy. Is going to wind up being a drama queen on it, start calling in the race card, which is going to start looking ridiculous on the larger side.
Well, let me address that one first, because this is the racial profiling statement he made, and you immediately have a connotation in your head on what he's talking about, right, Harry? I mean, this is racial. So you think about racial stop and frisk that are unconstitutional because it's race-based. Very different than what Brett Kavanaugh was actually researching or writing about or involved in, which was a post 9/11 criteria utilization to protect the country, where he asked for what Brett advocated was a race-neutral criteria.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So if you actually review the text of the emails that Cory Booker released, it shows that the nominee supported a race-neutral approach to security profiling. In essence, he was asked the question, how do we make the United States safe after 9/11. And as I read the emails, Judge Kavanaugh supported a race-neutral approach, consistent, A, with the Constitution, consistent with the Equal Protection Clause, consistent with the rule of law. So Cory Booker has inadvertently helped Judge Kavanaugh. So it's all about one thing, despite the fact that Cory Booker claims that he is honoring the long tradition of civil disobedience in the United States. It's all about Cory Booker's hubris. That's what he's honoring, and that's really the true issue.
Andy?
Yeah, you know, if you look at the documents, and I'm ashamed to say I'm looking at a document that has not been cleared by the Senate, but I'm not a senator and I haven't violated the rules. But this is what Judge Kavanaugh said back when this was right out of the document. Quote, my own view is that as required by traditional equal protection standards, we must at least consider how to construct a race-neutral system. So in a sense, thank you, Cory Booker, for putting out that I believe in a race-neutral system.
All right. Cherno is calling from Texas on line 6.
Hello.
Hi.
My comment basically is, the question I have is, I think our senators and congressmen correspondent should be open, like with a time delay, you know, maybe a month. I would love to be able to look at see what my congressman or senator is doing, like on archive.org. But when it's classified, I think there should be a time frame given, like 50 years, 80 years.
Well, that's actually the way it works. So go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, it's exactly what happens. It's delayed a certain amount of time depending on the position you hold. United States Senate is 50 years. And in this case, Jay, the information is being provided to the public sooner than required. It was provided to all the committee members since August 5th. They could have looked at it. And by request, it was released to the public. Senator Booker did not want to make that request. He wanted a publicity stunt.
All right, let's go to Pierre in Ventura, California. Hi, Pierre.
Hello, Jay. Wonderful with you and your team there. Thanks. And what you do for the president's
Thanks.
Personal attorney.
Thanks.
As a retired U.S. Army colonel, I'll have to say, as soon as I heard that, my ears went up very quickly. I, as the attorney for the president, would have recommended that we pursue a revocation of his security clearance for failure to safeguard. And we wouldn't even have to go through the senatorial process. This would be an administrative issue that would effectively block
yeah, with,
him out.
With the interesting thing, Pierre, is that with first of all, thank you for your service to the country. But the way it works when you're elected to office, like the president, vice president, and his senators, is they're not their security clearance. Wes has looked into this, so let's explain it with that.
Yeah, and
audience.
I appreciate the caller's concern. That was my first thought too. But yeah, they don't even have to go through a background check. As a colonel, he went through the same background checks that I did. Senators and congressmen do not even have a background check. By virtue of their election, they are granted access to classified material, and the only way you can take that away from them is to either expel them from the House or expel them from the Senate.
So, Than, is that kind of the way it's set up to work?
Yeah, there are additional issues that come before committees, though, that they do have to be read into on a case-by-case basis. And the intelligence community, I think, is going to have some serious objections to reading him into a new one. So obviously there would be a back and forth on that. But I think going forward, he's going to have difficulty being read into new sensitive yep. issues, and understandably so.
Hey, Jonah's on line four. Go ahead, Jonah. You're on the air.
Yeah, pardon me. Thank you for taking the call. Sure. I wanted to take it up about 10,000, 20,000 feet, because people that listen to your show, by and large, people that listen to Ben Shapiro's show and other conservative media, yep. they get it. We see how preposterous this is. We see the gross offenses that are going on. But the 95% of the mainstream media is really taking the opposite approach, brainwashing folks. So, you know,
no, the mainstream media is talking about an anonymous op-ed in the New York Times. I mean, that's what they're talking about. And meanwhile, there's a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court in the United States going on simultaneously, but they're more interested in an op-ed by Anonymous. I mean, this is what you're dealing with within the mainstream media. So I understand the frustration, but Andy, I mean, this is the world we live in. I mean, this is the reality of what we live in.
It's sad that the focus is on some garbage that the New York Times printed. They say all the news that's fit to print, but most of what they print is obviously not fit to print. To print an anonymous editorial and then to make that the story of the day, while you have a United States senator who is saying to the country, "I'm violating the rules of the Senate. I'm disclosing confidential privileged information, and I don't care if what you do to me. If you want to expel me, come and try, and you just try to do it." And that gets no play whatsoever.
All right, William's calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Go ahead, William.
Yes, thanks, Jay, for yep. taking my call.
Sure.
Appreciate all you do. It just seems to me that a handful of people up there in Congress are taking our national security for granted. And whenever they're handed a specific document, I'm going to go ahead and air it anyway. And it all stems back to Hillary Clinton. She wasn't punished for it, so they don't think anything's going to happen to them.
Yeah, but in this case, it's even worse. I mean, it's hard to say worse. It's different. This is grandstanding for politics. But I want to end the broadcast by saying this. We've got a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court and the nominee with Brett Kavanaugh. Now, he's going to be confirmed. He'll be an associate justice of the Supreme Court. But as soon as they break away from the covering the hearings, everybody's going to the anonymous New York Times op-ed. Now, you got to ask yourself first, why did the New York Times print an op-ed from Anonymous? And is the New York Times going to investigate to see who Anonymous was? Or is that going to be off limits? I mean, this is not even in the real world. But anyways, having said that, let me tell you what we do at the ACLJ. We're fighting for freedom and liberty. We've got cases that go to the Supreme Court of the United States, so we care who's on the Supreme Court. The issues that you care about, we care about. And that's what we do. If you want more information about the ACLJ, go to aclj.org. You should also be engaged with us on social media, at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at ACLJ. It's a great way to stay engaged. And if you're not getting our newsletter updates, you need to do that too at aclj.org. That's going to do it for our broadcast today. Let me encourage you on this. Stay engaged in these issues. Follow. We'll have more on this tomorrow. I'm sure there'll be some additional information out there, and we'll cover it. But again, a lot going on. Stay engaged. That's what it's about, being an American. 1-800-684-3110. Anytime you want to talk to us on air, do that tomorrow.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.